Srila Prabhupada, in this regard, gives a simple analogy that heat is emanating from fire and light is emanating from fire. So they are one. But at the same time, the heat is never the source of the fire. The light is never the source of the sun. The sun is always the source of the heat and the light. Brahman is the all-pervading, inconceivable spiritual energy of the Lord, and Parabrahman, Lord Sri Krishna, is the ultimate supreme source. And to establish through the awakening of our dormant relationship with God as a person is what all the Vedic literatures are ultimately meant to bring us to understand and realize. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that by chanting the holy names of the Lord, that can be awakened. Sarvabhauma listened. And he argued. And they were going back and forth. And then they discussed the Atmarama verse. Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that this verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which explains how even the Atmaramas, those who are in the ecstasy of spiritual realization, Brahman realization, when they hear the glories of Krishna, they become attracted because Krishna is all attractive. And then he asked Sarvabhauma about this. Sarvabhauma said, will you explain your understanding of this verse to me? Lord Chaitanya asked Sarvabhauma, you please explain it to me. Sarvabhauma explained it in 9 different ways. It was so eloquent, so logical, so embellished with poetry and philosophy and citing of shastras. It was incredible. Lord Chaitanya heard it. And then Lord Chaitanya explained it 18 different ways without once referring to anything Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said. When Lord Chaitanya revealed that explanation of Atmarama verse, after Lord Chaitanya already said, I'm a fool, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had full realization in his heart that this is Parabrahman. This is Krishna. No one else could speak like this. Lord Chaitanya revealed himself to Sarvabhauma's heart. And when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya accepted him as Krishna with faith, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him, right there in Jagannath's temple, his forearm form of Narayan. And then he revealed his two-arm form of Shamsundar Krishna playing upon his flute. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya surrendered his life completely. When Lord Chaitanya first came out of his ecstatic state of consciousness, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya greeted him the way Mayavadi sannyasis are greeted. He said, Namo Narayanaya. I bow down to you, Lord Narayan. And Lord Chaitanya replied, Krishne Matir Astu. May you remember Krishna. So Sarvabhauma immediately understood, this is a Vaishnav. But now, Sarvabhauma and Bhattacharya understood, he actually is Narayan. And I'm not Narayan. I'm eternally the servant of Narayan, who has appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, in great ecstasy, prema bhakti awakened in his heart. The next day, early, early morning, Lord Chaitanya went to Jagannath's temple. At the time when Lord Jagannath is just coming out of his bed, and Lord Chaitanya would stay there for many hours. And when he was just about to leave the temple, the pujari brought a garland and Mahaprasad of Jagannath. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrapped it up in a cloth and walked directly to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Sarvabhauma was so loving like a parent to Lord Chaitanya, that during this whole time, Lord Chaitanya was staying in a residence that Sarvabhauma himself arranged at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's maternal aunt's house. So from that perspective, he was maintaining Lord Gauranga. And Lord Gauranga was so merciful. He brought the prasad to the doorway of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's home. And as soon as he got there, at that time, he was just standing quietly outside the door, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya woke up from bed. As soon as he woke up, he called out, Krishna, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was so happy that this hard-hearted logician, impersonalist, Mayavad, is now first thing in the morning, he's chanting Krishna's names. And as soon as he woke up, he happened to see Lord Chaitanya standing there, and he came running out to greet him. He offered his dandavat pranams. He took dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya opened up the cloth and presented the Mahaprasad of Jagannath. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately chanted two beautiful prayers from the Vedic literatures. The essence of these prayers is the Mahaprasad of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is sacred under all conditions. It's the mercy of the Lord. And when that prasad comes to you, you should immediately honor it and respect it with gratitude, with devotion, even if it comes from a distant place, even if it's stale. There's no rules, no regulations, no limitations or restrictions to honoring Krishna's Mahaprasad, and he immediately ate it. Now, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was topmost Brahmin, and no Brahmins will ever do that, because he was just sleeping all night. He didn't wash his hands, he didn't take a bath, he didn't wash out his mouth, he just ate prasad. Lord Chaitanya was so happy. He exclaimed. He said, today I feel that I have been victorious. Today I feel I have attained the spiritual world. Today I feel all my desires have been fulfilled, because today I have witnessed how Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who is an impersonalist, who is a dry logician, has now understood and appreciated the glory of Mahaprasad. He has received the mercy of Krishna. This is the victory of my life. The next day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to Lord Chaitanya and said, there are 9 processes of devotional service. Which is most important? Saravanam Saravana Kirtana Smarana Bandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Sakijana Atma Nivedana. In the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj describes these 9 processes of devotional service. If we can surrender to any one of these processes, we can attain the ultimate liberation of Krishna consciousness. But Sarvabhauma is now asking Lord Chaitanya, which is most important? Lord Chaitanya said, of the 9 processes of devotional service, the most important is Nam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then explain to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that illuminating verse from the Brihadnaradiya Purana, Harinama 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 Eva Kevalam Kalo Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyata. In this age of Kali, there is no other way than the chanting of the holy names of the Lord for the attainment of supreme liberation. Then he explained 2 verses. He actually elaborated on that verse. Then from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Chaitanya cited that in this age of Kali, Kaler Dosa Nide Raja Astiheka Mahan Guna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangapuram Praje. It's an ocean of faults, but there's one benediction. It's simply chanting the names of Lord Krishna, one can attain the supreme liberation. Kritaya Dhyayato Vishnu. What could be attained in Satya Yuga through meditation, in Treta Yuga through performance of yajna, sacrifice, in Dwapara Yuga by worshiping the Lord in the temple, one can attain that same perfection in this age of Kali simply by chanting Krishna's holy name. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was now day and night completely absorbed in loving meditation in Krishna. He accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as his life and his soul, his everything. He wrote two verses on palm leaves, revealing the innermost core of his heart. And he gave those two verses to Mukunda Dutt and Jagadananda Pandit and said, please give these to our beloved Lord. Actually, it was to Damodar Pandit and Jagadananda Pandit. So Jagadananda Pandit came with those verses, and Mukunda Dutt was at the door of Lord Chaitanya's room, and he said, let me see the verses first. Because Mukunda Dutt knew the heart of the Lord very well. And in those days, they would write on palm leaves. Mukunda Dutt didn't have a palm leaf, so he just copied the verses on the wall of the house outside of Lord Chaitanya's room. Jagadananda brought the leaves to Lord Chaitanya. He read it, ripped it up in small shreds, and threw it away. That was the end of that. Then all the devotees came outside and read what the verse said on the wall. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that those two verses are like a pearl necklace that every devotee wears in the very core of their heart. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam, beginning. It's describing the glory and the purpose of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descent into this world. He's come to teach renunciation, knowledge, and its culmination, which is bhakti, pure devotional service. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is taking shelter of the Lord in these verses. And then on another day, Sarvabhauma approached Lord Chaitanya and said that I have written something I want you to see. Tateinukam pamsu samikshamano, that very famous verse that Lord Brahma offered to Krishna from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. That one who's going through great obstacles and difficulties due to their own karmas, and who takes shelter of the Lord and offers obeisances to the Lord and continues one's devotional service to the Lord, that person, mukti pade, liberation is their rightful claim. Sarvabhauma changed mukti pade to bhakti pade. Lord Chaitanya saw it. He said, it's mukti pade. You can't change the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, no, mukti pade, not good. He said, all my life, I dedicated everything I did to somehow understand and achieve mukti. But now in your association, since I've tasted the sweetness of bhakti, I hate to even hear the word mukti. Lord Chaitanya said, you don't understand. Everything in the Bhagavatam is perfect. Krishna is mukti pade. Because all forms of liberation are at the feet under the feet of Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya argued that there's five times of liberation, and devotees will accept the first four, but they'll never accept Sayujya Mukti. Sayujya Mukti is for demons. He's at Shishupal. And all of these asuras who are killed by Krishna, they enter into Krishna's impersonal, all-pervading Brahman. Devotees who give their lives and souls in devotion and love to Krishna, they go to Krishna's eternal abode. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, but forbid him from changing the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was transformed in this way, the word spread throughout Puri. And then everybody wanted to meet Lord Chaitanya. When a great personality accepts pure devotional service, then common people, they take it very seriously. Yadyadacharatristaristastadadevidarochana. Srila Prabhupada very much wanted us to reach leaders of society. Because what leaders accept, common people take very seriously. Just like within a family, the mother, the father are the leaders. If the parents are without hypocrisy, very sincerely, genuinely, compassionately following Krishna consciousness themselves, it has a very, very great effect on the children. And similarly, somebody of the stature of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the whole of Puri was taking Lord Chaitanya very seriously immediately. But it was at that time that Lord Chaitanya revealed that he wanted to leave. He approached his four associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, Damodar Pandit, and Jagadananda Pandit. He said, "You are all more dear to me than my own very life. To give up my life would not be a difficult thing, but to give up your association is very, very painful." I wish to ask you for one blessing. Please give me permission to make a tour to South India. My brother, Vishwaroop, he took sannyas and went to travel to the South. I wish to go to find him. I want to go alone, without any companion. Lord Chaitanya is the supreme independent personality of Godhead. But he's revealing his heart. He's saying that my devotees are more dear than my own life. Such love. And it's not something that wavers. Lord Chaitanya is eternally, Krishna is eternally feeling this way toward each and every one of his pure devotees. You are all more dear to me than my very life. To give up my life is not difficult, but to give up your association is very difficult. But then he's telling that I have a mission. where I'm willing to bear the separation from all of you, but I cannot go without your permission. As a devotee, Lord Chaitanya is teaching the importance of blessings. Unfortunately, as Kali Yuga progresses, we take sacred things cheaply. Tapasya, tapo divyam putra kiyena sattvam, is to understand the value of what is sacred and to be willing to make sacrifices to live in harmony with what is sacred. But it's a challenge. And we're all tested in various ways. But those tests are necessary. We have to prepare ourselves for the test. We have to be sincere. When Srila Prabhupada tells us, be serious, sincere, without ulterior motives. Sincere doesn't mean just some words that touch a person's heart. To be sincere is an attitude of life where we actually value the sacredness of what Krishna is giving us. And we're willing to make sacrifices, we're willing to even endure difficulties and pain to preserve that. And one of the things that Lord Chaitanya put the highest value in is the blessings of the Vaishnavas. The blessings of our gurus, the blessings of our seniors. Actually, Lord Chaitanya, who's teaching us how to be a devotee, in every aspect of his devotional life, he was seeking blessings. When he was Nimai Pandit, and he was arguing with devotees and everything, and the devotees would sometimes chastise him. Nimai Pandit once, he touched the feet of Srivas Thakur and begged for his blessings that someday he would have devotion. And then he was going to go to Gaya. Before he took that journey to Gaya, he received the blessings of his mother. Lord Chaitanya did not begin the Sankirtan movement until he received the blessings of his guru. Krishna Varnam Tvisakrisam. He's Krishna himself. He's descended into this world especially to establish the Sankirtan movement. He's Jagat Guru. He's the original Adi Guru. Does he need blessings? Simple answer, yes. If he says he needs blessings, he needs blessings. He doesn't need blessings, but he needs blessings. He's the source of all blessings. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adakavaye. An expansion, an expansion, an expansion of his expansions as Lord Vishnu. And Lord Brahma is born of Vishnu. Garbhodakshayi Vishnu. And Krishna spoke to Brahma. He's the original guru. Brahma spoke to Narada, who spoke to Vyas. And with these words were blessings. Because we find in every one of these transferals of transcendental knowledge, there's surrender. Tadvidi pranipati na pariprasmena sevaya upadekshanti te jnana jnaninas tattvadarshan. Just try to know the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire submissively, render service. Sharanagati, seek shelter. Self-realized souls can reveal knowledge because they've seen the truth. Lord Brahma, at the beginning of creation, he totally humbled himself and surrendered to Lord Krishna. He didn't know who he was. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. He didn't know how to do it. He didn't know what the purpose of life was. It was through taking shelter that his heart was a fertile field for the seed of knowledge to actually take root and grow and ultimately produce the fruit of prema bhakti. And Narada Muni, that same type of surrender to Brahma. And we read in Srimad Bhagavatam about Vyasadev. He's a literary incarnation of Bhagavan, Sri Krishna. But yet the etiquette is taught to us through him. He felt bewildered and lost. And he surrendered, he took shelter, and received instruction from Narada Muni. So here is Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri is coming in the line of Krishna, Brahma, Narada Vyas, Madhvacharya, all the great acharyas in that line, Sri Madhavendra Puri. And here's Krishna, who's the source of the entire sampradaya, the shelter of the entire sampradaya, the origin, who's incarnated to spread the Sankirtan movement, but he never preached it openly until he received the blessing and the order of his spiritual master, Ishwarapuri. This was revealed in Varanasi during the conversation with Prakashananda Saraswati, where Lord Chaitanya said, very similar to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He told Sarvabhauma, I'm a fool, I don't know. Please protect me, you're my guru. In doing that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's heart completely opened. Lord Chaitanya's way of transforming Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was first awakening his affection. When there's affection, there's a natural respect. And then your heart is open. You're my guru, I'm a fool, I'm young, Maya's very strong, please protect me. You're like my parent. That's the way Lord Chaitanya approached Sarvabhauma. And Sarvabhauma developed that parental, loving affection toward Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya sat and listened to him for 7 days. how he cultivated the heart of Sarvabhauma. He didn't just immediately say, you're a Mayavadi and you're bogus. He really tended the field of the heart of Sarvabhauma. So when it came to actually speak the truth, it would transform him. Such preaching. When Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya, he said, my guru told me I'm a fool. When I asked my Guru Maharaj to teach me Vedanta, he said, you'll never understand Vedanta properly. You're just a fool. Just chant the holy names of Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya just surrendered. He didn't try to be a big scholar. He just chanted the names of Krishna. He was already Nimai Pandit, the greatest scholar in the universe. But his guru just erased, in modern words, he deleted all that. And he just accepted. He defeated Keshav Kashmiri. But he was in ecstasy when his guru said, you're a fool. Prabhupada would be in ecstasy when he would tell us, my guru defeated me, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta says. Such an example there in Calcutta. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Prabhupada, you should take this message of Lord Chaitanya all over the world in the English language. And Prabhupada explains in several lectures that he was a very hardcore follower of Gandhi's liberation movement. He said, who will listen to anything coming from India as long as we are a subordinate nation to the British? First, we must get independence. And he wasn't just saying it. He was wearing khadi. In those days, to wear khadi, that simple hand loom cotton, it was not a fashion. It was a bold declaration. Get the British out. We are against you. We are in a movement for liberation. Quite dangerous. So Prabhupada's sitting there wearing khadi. And his guru's telling him to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world in the English language. And he's saying he's supporting Gandhi's movement. And his guru told him that we cannot wait for any of these external political government arrangements. They're always changing. There is one supreme eternal truth, and that truth is what the whole world is starving for. That we are all eternally servants of Krishna. We're not these bodies. We're not these external designations. We're part of Krishna. The supreme dharma is to love Krishna, to serve Krishna. Prabhupada said he argued with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. And then 30 years later, 40 years later, he would tell us with his eyes sparkling with joy, I was defeated by my guru. Lord Chaitanya started chanting, and he came back and he said to his guru, he said, I think I'm going mad. I'm following your instructions, but now I'm crying and my limbs are trembling. I think I'm going mad. And his guru said, this is very good madness. You have achieved love for Krishna. Now you go out and spread the Sankirtan movement throughout the world. When he got that instruction, and with that instruction, blessing, then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went back to Navadvipa and established our movement. He did not do it until he received a blessing. When he was going to take sannyas, Lord Chaitanya was so transcendentally all attractive. Nobody wanted him to take sannyas. But still, Lord Chaitanya received everyone's blessings. He went to Gadadhar Pandit, to Nityananda Prabhu. He even got Sachi Devi's blessings. The night he was leaving, he touched her feet and begged for her blessings. And she was standing like a statue and just nodded her head like, yes. And then he circumambulated her and went to Katwa. So now here he is, the independent, supreme, almighty personality of Godhead, the source of all avatars, who's now in the role of a sannyasi. And he's begging his devotees for permission. I cannot leave without you. And similarly, some years later, when he wanted to go to Vrindavan, he asked for the blessings of his devotees. I can't go without your permission. And they didn't want him to go. In fact, they stopped him. Several years passed. And ultimately, they gave permission because they understood this is really what you want. So anything that's important, that's significant in our lives, unless we have blessings of great souls, there's no real meaning or substance to it. That is what Lord Chaitanya is teaching us. The devotees, they responded. They said, of course, you're the supreme independent Lord, and whatever you want to do, you can do. And we can't stop you. We give our permission, providing you take us with you. Because after all, South India, there's so many places where there's so many dangerous places, there's sometimes rogues and thieves. You might get harmed, and then you have to go to sleep at night, and you have to carry, you know, a loincloth and an extra set of clothes and a water pot. Who's going to protect it from getting stolen? So you need somebody to go with you. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I know all the places of South India because for so many years I traveled. I know all the holy places, how to get there, what's there. I'll go with you. Lord Chaitanya said to Nityananda Prabhu, said, you are like a puppeteer and I'm just like your little puppet. Whatever you make me do, I have to do. I wanted to go to Vrindavan, and then you took me to Shantipur, Advaita Bhavan. My only possession in this world was my danda, and you broke it and threw it in a river. And as far as Jagadananda Pandit, he's always trying to give me more and more sense gratification. And I'm a sannyasi. I'm trying to establish an example and live by the principle of renunciation. And any time I refuse to accept the sense gratification that he tries to give me, he becomes so angry with me, he will not speak to me for 3 days, and sometimes he'll fast until I accept his sense gratification. And Mukunda Dutt, When he sees me taking cold baths 3 times a day and sleeping on the ground, his heart is breaking, but he's so humble he won't say anything. But seeing his misery, my misery is twice as much. And Damodar Pandit, I'm sannyasi, he's brahmachari, but he chastises me. He has these conceptions of social etiquette, and he sees if I'm not following his interpretation of social etiquette, like with a stick in his hand, he will correct me. No, I will not go with any of you. But please give me permission to go. And Nityananda Prabhu and the devotees understood that ultimately their only happiness was Lord Chaitanya's happiness. Sri Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, you want to go to South India, please go. But I have one humble request. There's a really simple Brahmin. His name is Kal Krishna Das. Let him go with you. He could carry your water pot. He could carry your extra set of clothes. He will not say anything. He will not cause any disturbance. He'll just be there to assist. Lord Chaitanya said, yes, I will accept. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so happy. He would always bow down to the Lord with his heart and soul, take dust from the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya would lift him up and embrace him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's great joy, and this is continuous through the Antya Lila and much of the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sarvabhauma's service of offering prasad to the Lord. It's very simple. Sati Mata was the name of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's wife. She would cook wonderful prasad. Sometimes Sarvabhauma would help to cook. He would bring prasad from Jagannath's temple. Advaita Prabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, these are all people who were the age of Lord Chaitanya's parents. They found so much joy in offering prasad. Rupa Goswami tells the 6 loving exchanges among Vaishnavas. And two of them is to receive prasad and to offer prasad. It's a most simple, basic exchange between human beings. Because we cannot survive unless we eat. The animals are eating. Yes, wherever you go, you see animals trying to eat something. Ants are coming to get something to eat. The mosquitoes, when they bite you, they don't want to hurt you. They just want to eat you. They don't know that they're causing disturbance or pain. They smell you. It's very attractive. And to a mosquito, you taste really good. So everybody needs to eat. As soon as a baby's born, it's crying for the milk of a mother. So this most primary need that we all have is transcendentally spiritualized on the highest level of rasa. Every day at Pavan Sarovar, Srimati Radharani and the Sakis are cooking for Krishna. Yashoda Mai is constantly concerned with what Krishna's eating. So the most intimate expressions of love. The cowherd boys in Sakyaras. So many wonderful descriptions by Sukadev Goswami of how they would take prasad together on the banks of the Yamuna River. Each boy would try to make Krishna happy through variegatedness. Srila Prabhupada says, variegatedness is the mother of enjoyment. They would all make different kinds of plates just for Krishna satisfaction. So when Krishna would see it, he would laugh, he would smile. Some would make plates out of leaves, others out of flowers, others out of rocks, others out of cloths. And every boy, and there were countless cowherd boys, each one had a unique plate made out of the natural facilities of the Vrindavan forests and pastures. And they would all be showing each other what prasad they had. They'd be taking bites and sharing it with each other. Madhu Mangal, he was specially empowered to make the prasadam pastimes very, very enjoyable for everyone. That's Sakyaras and Vatsalyaras, Yashoda Mai. She's feeding Krishna the milk from her breast. And Krishna's crying for that milk, begging for that milk. And then when he gets a little older, he and his friends, the gopas in Sakyaras, they would go to the different gopis' houses and steal their butter and their yogurt in so many ways to eat, to share with each other, to feed the monkeys. And all the gopis in Vatsalya Ras, they told Yashoda Mai that we milk our cows and we make this butter with only one purpose. The hope that Krishna will come to steal it and eat it. And in Madhurya Ras, there's so many beautiful stories, even with Ras Lila, where Krishna's dancing with gopis for a whole night of Brahma. But there would be so many sweets. There would be so much nice prasad. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he expressed his love in such a special way through this prasad seva. Always begging Lord Chaitanya, please come and take prasad. Because they were not just feeding. It was a way of expressing their love and surrender to give happiness to the Lord. And the Lord reciprocated. So after taking prasad, Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma that I want to ask you for one blessing. Please give me permission to go to South India to find my brother Vishwaroop. I'll be back soon. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, if a thunderbolt would strike my head or if my own son died, I could tolerate that. But for you to leave Puri, I cannot tolerate it. I'm an older man. I have spent my entire life in useless, dry pursuit of impersonalistic goals. I've wasted my whole life, and now by your causeless, supreme mercy, you've given me love and devotion to you. I have nothing but you in my life, and now you want to leave me? But if that's what you want, I just want you to be happy. Please just stay 5 more days and have prasad at my house. And Lord Chaitanya said yes. So he stayed 5 more days and had prasad every day at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And Sarvabhauma gave his blessings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after receiving the blessings of all of his devotees and the permission of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, there was one more thing to be done. He went to the temple to get Lord Jagannath's permission. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he went to each and every devotee and begged sincerely from his heart with all humility for their blessings and permission to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And after getting the blessings of everyone, then he went before Sri Madan Mohan to ask for his blessings. You cannot approach the Lord except through giving pleasure to the devotees. Madbhakta pujabhyadika. Because Krishna is pleased when we approach him through being the servant of the servant of the servant. So Lord Chaitanya went before Jagannath and requested his blessings and permission for his journey. And just when he was offering his prayer, a garland fell from Lord Jagannath and was put around the neck of Lord Chaitanya. And then he left. Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dutt, and the other associate devotees came with Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came for some way. And at a certain point, Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "You should return to your home." Sarvabhauma said, "I have one request for you. In your travels, there's a place, Vidyanagar. And there is a governor, very wealthy, very powerful governor. His name is Ramananda Rai. Please do not consider him a Sudra. Please do not consider him just a fallen person. I met him. At the time, I could not understand him. He has such deep knowledge and realization of the innermost rasas of bhakti. You will enjoy his company immensely. Only by your mercy, since my heart has transformed, I can appreciate him. Previously, I thought he was just a very sentimental person. But now I understand there is no one of his elevated state." Lord Chaitanya promised he would meet Ramananda Rai. And then he turned around and left. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell unconscious. His assistants had to carry him home. Lord Chaitanya with his devotees went to Alalanath, where there's an ancient temple established by the Alawars. And while Lord Chaitanya was there, he began kirtan, dancing with such love, grace, transcendental beauty, singing with such feeling. When Lord Chaitanya and his devotees would chant, it was Prem Sankirtan. The neighbors of the temple came, and when they heard the sweet singing and saw the dancing of the Lord, and the Lord would go to each person and embrace them and infuse them with his devotion, soon all the neighbors were chanting. Then the neighboring villages started coming. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people gathered around the Alalanath temple as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing among them, dancing with them, singing the holy names of Sri Krishna. I'm sorry, but you sound very sleepy. It appears that you woke each other up very nice. This is what Vaishnav Association is, to wake each other up. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Mahaprabhu came to wake us up, wake up sleeping souls. And the greatest service we can do for anyone in this world and the greatest intimacy of Vaishnav relationship is to help wake each other up. Krishna Matirastu, to help each other to remember Krishna, to help each other to get a taste for hearing about Krishna, for chanting about Krishna, for seeing the beautiful form of Krishna, for serving Krishna. That's the love among devotees. And it takes so many forms. Encouraging each other, appreciating each other, correcting each other, facilitating each other. The joy of a Vaishnav, the greatest joy of a Vaishnav, is not in what they do. The greatest joy in a Vaishnav is to see other Vaishnavas getting mercy, getting empowered, becoming happy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, the inconveniences I experience in making others happy with Krishna is my greatest pleasure. So all these thousands and thousands of people in Alalanath were chanting so loudly, it was tumultuous, it was spreading throughout the world. And it was at that moment that Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in great compassion and emotion, he looked to see what was happening. And he made a prediction. By Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, this Harinam Sankirtan movement will spread to all the towns and villages throughout the world. I believe it was His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. He asked Srila Prabhupada that this prediction, why didn't Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu spread it all over the world? They just spread it in India. And such acharyas like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, why didn't he spread it all over the world? And Srila Prabhupada replied to Vishnu Jana Maharaj in a very sweet voice, very humble. He said, they were so empowered they could have done it, but by their mercy, these great souls, they left this service to me. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So last night I kept you up very late. And tomorrow we'll begin our talk when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returns to Puri after his traveling for 2 years through South India. But there's a particular verse in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that gives us some entrance into the realm of the hearts of all the devotees of Puri. It described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like a monsoon rain cloud. And he's pouring the rain of his mercy and grace through his association on the barren land, which represents the hearts of the devotees. When Lord Chaitanya left for South India, for approximately 2 years, believe it or not, there was no Facebook pages. Nobody knew where he was or what he was doing. The devotees, Kaviraj Goswami tells, they were like chatak birds. A chatak bird is looking to the clouds for rain. They cannot accept any water from any place except directly from the cloud. They will never go to a well or a reservoir, not even Bisleri water. They will not accept any water unless it's directly coming right from the cloud into their mouth. And when there's no rain, they're starving. Still, there's so many alternatives. There's water all over the place in the ground, but they will not even consider taking from anywhere else. And sometimes, as they're looking to the cloud for a drop of water, lightning bolt hits them. From the cloud. But that does not discourage them. Let the cloud do anything it wants. Still, I cannot receive water from anywhere else. That's their devotion. That's their love. That's their vyavashayatma kaput here. They're single-hearted. Dedication. Ashlisyava padratam panashtumam. Lord Chaitanya told Krishna, if you like, you can embrace me, or you could trample on me, or make me brokenhearted by not being present before me. You have a right to deal with me in any way you please. I'm your servant unconditionally. When we have this faith from the association of devotees, from cultivating an attachment to chanting the holy names and hearing about Krishna, then this love begins to develop. Unless we please Krishna, there's nothing else. So the devotees, for those 2 years, yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravrishayatam sunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. A moment, 12 years or more. In the verse, a moment is like a yuga in separation from Krishna. And these are the Lord's most intimate, loving associates. How could we even imagine Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, what to speak of in Navadweep, Sachi Devi, Gadadhar Pandit. These are the constant associates of the Lord. First he leaves them and takes sannyas. And then he goes to Puri. And then he goes on a journey to South India, where they hear nothing for 2 years. But they can't forget the Lord. They're simply awaiting his coming, like the chatuk bird. Tomorrow, we will try to give some description of the loving relationships between the devotees and the Lord upon his return to Sri Jagannath Puri. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells that these pastimes and qualities, character of Lord Chaitanya, are like an unfathomable ocean. Unfathomable means there's no shores, there's no bottom. It's an unlimitless ocean of the sweetest rasa, the sweetest transcendental nectar of loving relationships. It's infinite. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, when he's talking about his writing of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he said, I'm standing at the shore of this ocean. It's impossible for me to enter the ocean. I'm just touching the water. That is the humility of one who understands the limitless love of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thank you very much.
RG Media YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe.